us. Are we recording?
Yeah, go do it again.
Okay.
May God forgive us.
May God forgive us. Jesus suffered because of the things that you did. His penis was removed and buried and hid.
It was hid.
And Einstein was right most of the time, but sometimes he was wrong. But Jesus was buried and hid.
His penis was hidden. Welcome to the podcast, you cowards.
Welcome,
you studs. Point that mic towards yourself.
All right.
Yeah, you listen to the podcast. We live, dude. We made it. Another week.
That was
brutal. No thanks to the government. No thanks to the governments of Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Oh, yeah.
And Iran and Spain. No thanks to the governments of the... What's the gay region of Spain called? Catalonia?
Yeah, it's the best part.
No thanks to them. They tried to kill us with their sabers.
Oh, they have a lot of sabers there.
Yeah. Jesus.
So, welcome to the podcast. I think today we're going to do a little bit of history stuff, right?
Yeah. Are you ready to learn, you stoats, about history?
About science. Because we here at Community Radio...
Yes.
...have been... Well, we've been cuckolded by public television.
One second. Let me interrupt the cast for a hot second so that I can punish our enemies really quickly. Did you feel that, enemies of the cast? Did you feel the sting of my rebuke? And from the mountains they asked.
And from the valleys they answered.
And from the bus station they whimpered. And from the harbor they retorted. The cast is sinked, you cowards. 100% that's gonna ruin the show.
So,
turn that way the fuck down.
We here at Community Radio. Actually, are we even still Community Radio? Let's just go with it.
The thing about Community, turn that down. All right. The thing about Community is it's glued together by cum. You know how, like, when you start a town, you have to spread your seed upon the earth.
Also,
you have to blast.
You know how, like. Cousin fucking isn't that big a deal.
I was just talking about who's my hottest cousin on stage. And these cowards in New Jersey was like, what are you talking about? Your hottest cousin? And I was like, yeah, if you slugs had good looking cousins, you know what I was talking about.
Yeah, you don't understand.
But your whole bloodline is fucking poison. You know how, like, sometimes you... Absolutely not. You'll ruin the cast, dude. Welcome to the podcast, you cowards, you stoats. You're back. Yeah. You fucking roofers.
So, we here at the podcast have been dipping our toes in a...
We've been slipping our toes into this and that.
Into multiple different ponds.
Right. We've been putting our toes in the pussies of women who are ready for them. Who are ready for... You know what I'm saying? Listen, we've been putting... Yes. Listen,
that's not what I meant.
We here at the podcast, we go on a lot of dates. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes women ask us. They ask us questions. They're like, why? How? How much is left? And we answer them. As much as you like, baby.
I don't remember what we were going to talk about, so...
Alright. First of all, we have to discuss... One thing we haven't discussed in a while is that a hell child was conceived on the Apocalypse and born in Connecticut.
What are we going to talk about? I don't remember.
Yeah.
We had an idea for an intro.
There was a child born on the Apocalypse. There was a hell spawn.
Oh, I know what we were going to talk about.
Huh.
Okay, sorry. So, we here have been dipping our toes into different ponds.
Yes. Sick, gross ponds. Thick ponds. Thin ponds.
ponds that are, you know, ponds that are public and ponds that are part of the community.
And ponds that are very private. Yeah. We've been dipping our toes in incredibly private ponds. Ponds where you don't even want to know.
Private carp.
Yeah, you don't want to know what goes on in those ponds. Hold on. Can you pause that for a second?
Mm-hmm. No way, really?
All right, let's go. Yeah. Now we're going. Listen,
I will cuck. Listen.
No, wait. We hear it at community radio.
Let's lay out the types of. Hold on. For our stoat fucking weasel animal listeners, for our deers with their useless antlers, there's three types of radio. You fucking coward stoats. There's community radio. There's public radio, and there's the word of God. And you have to choose which side you have. Now me and Pat came up. Separately, Pat was raised by community radio.
That's right.
Pat, talk about how bad community radio smelled when you were a boy.
I was just going to talk about how bad it smelled. Yes. It smelled really bad. It was horrible. It smelled like creativity and like podcasts.
Yes, community radio smells.
Oh, good girl, Ingo. Viewers will note that a tiny little dog has just leaped up onto a bed.
Yes, a tiny dog has leapt from floor squalor to bed squalor. Y'all, Pat was raised by community radio, and today he lives in squalor. This should be a warning. Pat, can you please clap your hands to punish our enemies?
Yes.
I hope you've learned your lesson, you fucking enemies. Pat was raised by community radio, and they had this philosophy where they were like, if someone disagrees with you, you can fuck them until they die. Right?
Yes.
You remember when the radio was like, they were like, violence doesn't solve anything, but if you fuck someone until they're dead, then they can't bother you. Do you remember when they said that? Do you remember when your teachers and guidance counselors were like, Pat, why don't you fuck your enemies until they're dead? And then you were like, but then, I mean, if they die, I can never apologize to them for the way I was impatient. And then your guidance counselor was like, Pat, if you don't fuck your enemies to death, then you'll never get married. And if you never get married, you're gonna jack off until you get bored of it, and then you're gonna die.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I had one professor...
Please hand me my booze back.
No, I had one professor...
Cheers.
Wait, was it Professor Fist?
Oh. No.
Viewers will note the sound of the train that runs through Pat's house. That's the M train. Do you know what the M stands for? Man. It's the shit train, ladies and gentlemen. Folks,
oh, man.
It's the New York City shit train. You know where? You know when you shit in a toilet in a turlet in New York City? Where do you think that goes?
The train of the train.
To the M train, the man train. Because New York City was founded by the French, the cruel and gay French. And they were like, listen, boy, they're like, when you shit, it has to go on a train that goes to Queens. Where does the M train go?
To Queens.
To Queens, the Queen.
We'll have you Queens now. I get that. Oh, speaking of, you know who would love to live in Queens?
Who's that? A prince? A boy prince?
Sir! Hey, random passerby!
Yeah?
Where do you live?
Oh, well, I live in Queens!
Oh, really? What do you think of it?
Well, I think that there's a queen there. And I think she's quite fair. And I've heard tell of a prince. And I hear his penis is quite thick. And his balls.
Have you found this queen?
No. Listen, I want to live in Queens so that I can be close to the queen and far from that repugnant president, the cruel apostate Biden. You know how Biden turned against God?
You don't think that Biden won the election, sir?
Yeah, Biden was elected by pigs and stoats and weasels and chipmunks. God chooses the queen. The Queen of New York. What's that fucking shitty neighborhood north of us? Ridgewood? Ridgewood! The Queenswood!
But how do you feel about the fact that America doesn't recognize a monarchy?
Excuse me, boy, I have to throw up in disgust.
What? You seem like you're not throwing up very well. Are you weak?
No. Boy, I've thought of George Washington. And his cut boy, Thomas Jefferson.
But what about, like, the French Revolution and the Haitian Revolution?
When they killed it.
When they what?
Boy, stop. I'm becoming quite dehydrated from vomiting.
Wait, when they killed what?
The queen. We can't have this much vomit early in the show. Listen, you cowards. You think you're going to be better off without kings and queens?
Why are you... Come on, do the voice.
Listen, I just don't think... I'm tired of these fucking... people think you're going to be better off without a king and a queen? What are you going to do with yourself? How are you going to know when it's time to wipe your ass if there's no king and queen?
Sir, random passerby. Yes. Would you say that... What would you say about the king and queen's hygiene versus the common people?
I think that the king and queen are very queen.
I think...
What? That's pretty good.
Yeah. What do you think about the hygiene of the king and queen versus the common people?
I think that they have the highest gene, and I think that the queen's pussy probably smells like nothing at all, and that the king has no dick, and also the biggest dick, and that... Jesus. And I think that the queen is always pleased, except for when the prince acts up. And I think they don't have to wash their dicks or pussies or balls or butts, because they're the king and the queen.
And what do you feel about the common people?
Well, I think the common people are dirt and shit and balls and cum and piss.
Really,
What I think about the common people?
What?
The word common and the word kill start with the same letter, and I think that the commoners should be killed because there's so many of them.
But wouldn't the commoners be part of the system that supports the monarchy?
No, because the system that supports the monarchy is God and his angels and his queen. Yes.
But what about, what if the king and queen have a boy or daughter?
You mean if they have a prince or a princess?
Yeah, if they have a prince or a princess who aren't very smart.
Yes, but it wouldn't... Oh, yeah. What are you looking for, Midcast? Viewers will note that Pat is rummaging through the squalor that has become his house. I walked in here and I was like, what is that smell? And then I resigned myself to, oh, it's piss and shit and food. And animals. Two human animals and two animals. It's a contest to see who among them is further from God. They smell like hell. And they feel like it. You also note that Pat is sprawled over just a bed.
Oh well.
What are you looking for? Come on, Nate. Doesn't matter. Either worm, bitch. It's right there on the counter. Viewers will note that Pat's been looking for this thing that I've been staring at. Right. It's right fucking there, you idiot. Nope. Back. Right near the edge of the... What's that? Is that not a vape?
No.
Right under the table. Oh, those are batteries. Okay, dude, this cast is gone.
Oh. No, this cast is good. Sorry, continue. What else? Do you know what the name of this county is? This county of Brooklyn, passerby?
King of the Kings County!
Yes! How did you pick Queens over Kings County? How did you pick?
Well, I was like, which one of them has a dick? You know?
but you say you lived in Queens.
We 100% have to start the cast over.
No, this is good.
I know. Clap against our enemies real quick. Away, foul spirits! Away, witches! Pat, goddammit, I just restarted the cast, you can't rummage right now.
This sucks.
Eat a worm, you fucking bitch.
No, it's nicotine.
Smoke a ciggy.
I don't have any.
Look at you. You're so crippled by your addiction. You're digging through the squalor.
Is it by your ass?
I'm not yet.
Could be under your dick right there.
Could it be under your balls?
Yes.
And in the throes of nicotine addiction. He's been supped. He's supped.
Did you find your drugs, you fucking junkie bitch?
No, it sucks. I think the dog might have pissed on that.
Pissed on
that blanket. No, no, no.
Oh, Jesus. No.
If you were a true enemy of the cast, holy shit.
No.
I'll have to do some editing, but...
What is going on? What's happening, man?
This is the price of swallowing.
That's gonna be the name of the episode.
You're not gonna find it, dude. Just go buy some cigarettes.
No, that's okay. We'll just continue the cast. Fuck.
But it's right here. I had it.
I was smoking it when I was laying down.
I was. Jesus.
There it is. Yes, Allahu Akbar.
Oh, Allahu Akbar. All right.
Punish the enemies of the castle. Well, smoke your fucking
juice.
Huge amounts of nicotine.
Welcome to the Apocrycast. Pat has just filled himself with hot juice. Pat was scrounging like a crab in the sand for his vape. Pat was like, where's my vape? He held scissors up to and below his balls and dick. One blade above the dick, one blade below the balls. And he was like, I'll slice and dice it. If I don't get any nicotine, I'll chop this right up. And then I'll make it into little dog-sized pieces so that my small dog can enjoy my dick and balls. If I can't find my vape. Pat, what do you say for yourself? Is that not what just happened?
It's exactly what happened. It's accurate down to the most minute detail.
Yes, and the scissors are still in your hands, sweaty and fucking raw. Put it down. You're not going to have to chop off your dick and balls and chop them up.
Well, I don't know. There might be. I think that might come up again. You know, it's like you never put a gun in a drawer.
Right.
In case a show.
You never put a gun in a drawer in case you have to chop up your dick and balls. No,
but you never
to make them
in a play.
Bite-sized for a dog.
Like if you put a gun in a drawer in a play, it's gonna come back. You know.
Right. No, I think it's if you put it on.
When
a table.
10,000 guns plummet through the ceiling because you've been putting so many into.
You know how like in a play when you see. You know how like in a play when you see a penis, you know it's gonna get sliced.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you see somebody's dick in a penis. That's like why every Broadway play is
you said if you see somebody's dick in a penis.
I don't think I said that.
Yo, the show's getting more and more mature, I think.
My question was, so say you see somebody's penis in a play.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to get chopped off and burned.
No doubt. Like that Harry Potter play?
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Sliced Dong.
Oh, is that play called Harry Potter and the Chop? Harry Potter and the Lopped Off Dick.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
It's fucking terrible how all these Broadway cuckolds, they're like, I don't want to be on stage so bad. Lop it off.
Are you too close to the mic or am I too far?
We sounded fine.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. Spectacular. So listen.
Listeners, you fucking stoats, you weasels, you cowards. You will know that Pat scrounged. First of all, I want listeners to know that we're surrounded by filth. We live in a filth world.
Well, guys,
this room smells like the piss of three species of animal.
We're gonna take you back in time. Speaking of those species of animals.
100%, you gotta lower that.
What an incredible segue, Jad. Thank you so much. Speaking of animals.
Do you know how many times the word segue comes up in the Bible?
I don't know many.
Take a guess.
I don't know many.
Over or under?
Like 100.
It's exactly 100.
Yeah.
The word
So,
you know when God's like, to make a segue. They didn't exist. He was making a reference to nothing.
It has two wheels.
He was like, by the way, if you're gay, I'm going to hit you dead. Segue. Right?
I guess. So, we're going to tell you a story about, because we have a little dog here, so we're going to tell you about dogs and how they became, like, man's best friend, you know?
100%.
So, we take you back 60,000 years to the dawn of man.
You gotta lower those drums, dude. They're gonna fuck
hey.
You up.
Oh, wait, no. I'm a caveman, and there's all these fucking, like, rats and weasels and shit that are coming into our cave.
And you've noticed that they have pussies.
What am I gonna do about this shit?
Listen, you have to... You make them come. Alright, you also know Pat's getting up and he's whispering.
Right.
Yeah, Pat's giving me bad sleep.
No, it's good. So, hang on, let's start over.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad that we've discovered fire.
Yeah.
And that now we can cook meat in our caves and hunt large scraps, and let's just hunt large animals. Let's just throw the scraps out.
But you know that, like, a few of us after we discovered fire, we burned our dicks up in it, right? Like, there had to be some casualties.
Well, that's the cost of progress.
Like you know when, like, man discovered fire, and they're like, please turn it down. It's like when man discovered YouTube and you ruined the cast with the shit.
It was too powerful.
Right. They were like, put your dick in it. Like, when man first discovered fire, they're like, put your balls in there.
Yeah.
Place your balls in there, boy.
So listen.
Well, because... Hold on, I'm sorry. We'll get to your thing. But back in the day, people didn't understand God. And they were like, alright, so we have fire. And then they're like, what if we put balls in there? Right?
Yeah. How do we put our balls? Well, it's true. When you see, like, flame, you naturally...
Like, what's the sickest shit? It's like balls when you stand, and flame?
When you stand on a bridge, you have to think, what would it... Like...
Can I say this?
What would you like to jump off?
Listen, listeners will note, I came from Paterson, New Jersey. You know what cruel bridge I crossed to get here? Take a guess.
The Ed Koch Bridge?
No.
The Chris Christie Bridge?
Yes! I crossed the fucking George Washington Bridge. Wait, what's the bridge you got nailed to?
I don't know.
The GW. Yeah. I crossed the bridge that Christopher Christie got nailed to on the way here. And you want to know, I could smell him.
You could smell his death?
Some viewers of the podcast are too young to know. Chris Christie was nailed to the George Washington Bridge as punishment for his crimes against it. And tonight, I drove into New York on the lower level of the George Washington Bridge. Oh. Do you know what they keep down there? His dick and balls. Nailed.
Still
glazed.
Still where he was crucified in our classic episode.
Yes.
Bridgegate.
So
listen, we take you to the dawn of man.
Yes.
Yo, Jad.
What's up, Don?
I'm glad that we've discovered fire and figured out how to kill large animals and cook them and then throw the scraps out in front of our cave.
Right.
But it sucks that all these weasels and crazy animals and fucking coyotes and shit are
slugs
running into our caves and killing our kids and giving us a lot of shit up here in our caves.
Yeah, and it sucks how they make our wives come. It sucks how they go in there.
I sure hope that there's a way that we can figure out how to keep those wild animals away from our caves.
You know, not to sound right, you're doing a very good Native American accent.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, we keep these old.
God damn it. That's not what I was going for. Fuck. I can't do it. Okay, so listen. Whatever. Now's a good time to cut to the wolves. Right?
Hey, yo. Let's get these scraps.
Yo, Wolfie, hey, I think that might, that sounds like a pretty good idea. It sounds like these fucking humans have some scraps.
Whoa, you tell me they nailed the governor to a bridge? Whoa.
No, let's not get sidetracked here. We gotta get these scraps.
The GW.
It's 60,000 BC. Mind.
This George Washington.
It's before Christie. It's 60,000 years before Christie, eh?
Yeah, dude. Do you know, like, Rutgers and, what's that other? Princeton? After addresses. One of the classics department at Princeton University says BC. They're referring to before Christie. Yeah. They're like, yo, before.
Is it the classics department where they like fart and everybody's like, classic?
Classic! Yeah, dude, that's why Princeton's so hard to get into, because they're so sharp.
You know, they offered me a professorship at Princeton?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the professor of what the fuck was it?
Dick energy?
No, the professor of.
Small dick energy?
No, of being refined.
Yeah. Yeah, Princeton's still, you know how like some like progressives, they're like before Common Era, Princeton's like before Chris Christie.
Yeah, they were gonna let me be the head of the classics department, right? And I went in there and they were like, what's your background? I was like, I kind of just want to fly under the radar, you know, and be chill.
And they're like,
we don't know if you're qualified. And then I was like, you know, I may be a little bit underqualified on one hand, but on the other hand, why don't you pull my finger, right?
Got him!
Yeah, and then they pulled my finger, and I was like...
Damn.
And they were like, ha 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 ha! Classic! And I was like, that's right, yeah.
And then they were like, but are you Greek enough for this department, boy?
I was like, I certainly am Harry.
But would you... Hey, boy.
But you know, like, French people...
Yeah.
And Irish people, actually, is that we're not... I'm not, like, very... I'm hairy on my body... Yes. I'm like very hairy on my shoulders and a little bit on my chest.
Small dick race.
But the rest of me, not average dick race. But the rest of me is
no,
like.
No, the Irish have famously small
penises. Oh, the Irish, yeah, certainly. I thought you were talking about the French. The French have famously medium penises.
Yes, but the Irish have famously. Rotten.
France, the country of average penises. But like, so.
Yeah, they have the Paris of penises.
I'm not very hairy on my body, but around my balls and stuff. Extremely hairy. Yeah, it's all exactly. Yeah, it's to protect.
Remember when your dad explained to you why your dick and balls were so hairy? He was like, "Right, ask him."
Because of
ask him. No, ask him.
Dad.
Remember when you were a boy and you noticed that your balls were 3-4 times thicker?
Actually,
you remember when you were a boy and you remembered how the hair around your dick and balls was thick and dangerous?
I think it's my mom. I would have asked.
You would have asked your mom, yeah. You asked your mom, why do I have so much thick-ass hair?
Hey, mama, why do I have so much thick-ass hair, eh?
Because we have many enemies! And their claws are sharp and hungry, boy. Your bush must be thick to protect your seed and your boner. Now roll it into a ball, like I told you.
Yes. Hey, ma! Is me rolling into a ball intended to protect my seed in case I'm killed so you can recover my balls and use the semen in it for artificial insemination of
another woman? Yes, boy! Your father's dick was destroyed by the atmosphere! By God and his angels in the sky because he failed to roll it into a ball! Boy, you remember what I taught you? The one thing you have to do with your dick and balls? What was the verb? What do you have to do with your dick and balls?
Roll.
Yes, you have to roll them, boy. Into a what? Into it's like a circle, but it protects you.
Into a ball.
Yes, boy. You have to take your dick and your balls, and you have to roll them into a ball to protect them from who?
From the atmosphere.
No, from whoever. From
God.
Yes, from God. God. Boy, you remember how God swore to destroy our family's dick and balls, and we were like. And we vowed to oppose him.
Yeah, I do.
Boy, as long as you leave God, we'll try and destroy your dick and balls. And as long as you roll into a protective ball, he can strike at you. Remember these words, boy. Swear to me.
I don't understand. But wait, is God with us or against us?
He is against us. He wants to destroy our dick and balls. But he's...
Joan of Arc reference.
What?
Joan of Arc reference. Never mind. Go on. There you go.
Yes, Joan of Arc transitioned against her will. She was a boy, and then God destroyed her penis and balls out of envy. She's your grandfather. Yes. Yes, the truth comes out. It was originally Joan of Arc. Your grandfather, Joan of Arc, was trans, by God.
What?
He so hated her dick and balls that he changed her gender identity, and he killed many English.
Oh, Dad, Mom, wait. Who are you now?
We started out around.
Wait, are you my mom or my dad now?
I think I'm your mom. No, your dad was killed because he failed to.
Wait, no, but you don't sound like my mom anymore.
But it's your father formed a triangle, and his dick was destroyed by the atmosphere.
Was there anything left?
Only his balls. Only his balls. Boy, approach.
But wait, hey Mom, what can you tell me the history of this ritual?
Yes, boy. It comes from your great-great-grandaunt, Hitler.
No! Yes! Wait, are you saying that Hitler was my great-great-grandfather?
No, I'm saying that he was your great-great-aunt, and you feared and revered him. Yes, Hitler was your aunt, boy. What? Your aunt was Adolf Hitler.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, but he was your aunt. Sometimes when Hitler was your aunt, you would wear a wig and read your stories about France and what was wrong with it. You would read you stories about pigs.
Hold on. We have to punish the cast real quick.
Clap. Cast, have you learned your lesson, you fuck? What are you looking for now? Alright. Listeners will note that Pat is again scrounging through the rubbish. There's a dog that's barely tolerating the filth in this apartment. There's a cat that might be dead. It's only a matter of time before the dog can no longer discern the outside from the inside, going by smell. You also note that Pat is shaking vessels like an ape to find something with juice in it, like a guava or a pineapple. Or a banana he can peel with his feet. Pat is coughing his way through hoodies and tissue paper and discarded reusable shopping bags.
Dog...
Can you please get on the mic, you fucking... Please get on the mic. Act like we can edit this. We can't.
You gotta do the thing with the announcers that don't know how to play soccer.
What? Right, there he goes, kicking it for two things. Please turn that down. I guarantee the
cast. All right, sure. Hang on.
It's fine.
Let me tell you. Okay, we'll do the announcers, right?
Yes. This boy has no dick. Number 39. Oh, the curious story of number 39, rescued after his penis was blown off by the police. Just a justified penis explosion.
Wait, so what were we gonna do? Fuck.
Yeah.
What were we gonna do? Fuck.
The announcements.
Oh, yeah. The announcers.
Okay.
Welcome to the World
warn
Cup.
Warn the listeners, first of all. What? Listeners. Mm-hmm. Listeners. Expose your bellies.
We warn you. Yeah. Roll over on your bellies. No. Roll over on your back, listeners, and expose your bellies so that God can tickle them.
Yes. Listeners, show God your belly. If you have a dog, show God its belly. What the fuck is Ingu up to?
She's just building a little castle. It's very cute. It's adorable.
Just the two of us. Viewers will note that a small dog
building castles out of Phil.
Building castles out of... Viewers will note that a dog that is almost... A dog that is having a hard time telling the people from its own kind because of the smell is building a fortress of blankets.
Girl.
Pat, at one point this dog is going to take a piss on you, because it's not going to tell the difference between you and the street.
I had a cat take a piss on me once.
Yes. And?
Nothing, I just woke up and there was piss all over my chest.
A cat pissed directly on your heart? Yeah. Wait, Pat, you're saying a cat pissed on your heart?
Yeah.
Cat fucking pissed on my heart. You know, a cat pissed on my heart.
Cat pissed on your arm?
Mm-hmm. Yo, you always think the cast is bad, and it's always genius.
What, the cast?
Yeah, every time we record it, you're like, that was filth. It's unusable.
I'm the biggest proponent of the cast.
Yeah, I know, but not in the moment.
No.
Only in the big picture. So listen, we're gonna have to take you to the dawn of time. Or what were we just doing?
We're gonna take you to the Donald of time. Do you remember when time was just a boy?
Yeah. I told you the whole thing about the time traveling perverts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, this could be not copyrighted. This could be copyrighted. Let's not risk it. This is good.
Yes. This is good. Viewers will note that Pat has buried a Bible in the dirt that is strewn about his room.
Yeah.
He has an earthen floor on the fourth floor. Lie so, prostrate, you listeners.
Why yeah, flat on your roll belly? Over on your backs, expose your bellies, yes. Oil your bellies up.
Split your buttholes open, make sure the weird meat that you got down there touches the floor.
Yeah.
Think of God and squeeze. Think of his son and squeeze.
So.
Think of his mother and squeeze.
We take you to wolves.
100% lower that. Think of Christ's dog and squeeze.
We take you back. To 60,000 years ago.
60,000 years ago, when the
Earth cavemen
was
were just discussing.
The cavemen were just cave boys.
Yeah, they were just discussing how it sucks that all these fucking wild animals keep coming into our caves and fucking with our children and our wives.
Yes, back in the day, animals were foreigners. They were like, where are these wolves from, France?
Yeah. And then the wolves were like, hey, I really could use some scraps. It sure seems like these humans, like, have some of that shit.
Yeah, early man. Left scraps laying around all over the place.
Yeah.
Crusts.
Hey, listen. Wolfie. Yeah, maybe we should go try and make contact with these humans.
Maybe we should punish the cast real quick.
Bop, bop. I can't do it because my hands are full.
Yeah, we gotta fucking, we gotta make contact with these fucking, these human-ass,
With these something-ass humans.
Yeah, I want to say footnote, but us wolves, we don't care if you're gay or nothing, as long as you're part of the pack.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
All wolves, you know what I'm saying? All wolves, all fur may be different, but all us wolves are essentially equal. You know what I'm saying? Except for the Jewish ones, because of what they did to the son of wolf God. You know?
Sure.
And also the Spanish.
The son of wolf god, I like it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Puppy Christ. Do you remember how the...
His crucifixion was horrible. The howling.
They're like, God, why have you... Do you remember when they nailed Puppy Cross to the house?
I'll be back.
Right.
Very sad. So, listen, I think that we should go make contact with these humans.
Yeah, like, with our dicks or what? Or, like, with ideas?
Let's just go, chase away some of the vermin.
Should we get our little dog dicks hard and poke them with a little fucking... And they feel like a weird nipple, but it's a penis? What's a dog... What is a dog's dick feel like?
I don't know.
Everything goes well?
Let's go talk to the humans and, maybe we should go protect their caves from vermin and eat the scraps.
Alright, I'll be the humans.
Yeah.
Hello, hi!
Hey, what's... No, I'll be the humans.
No, I know what the voice is.
You have something in mind?
No, please.
Okay, fine, right. Hey, I'm a wolf. I'm gonna just...
Oh, God! Hey. Oh, Jesus, it's him! It's the wolf! Jesus! Oh, God! Are you gonna bite my balls, you wolf?
No, listen, I ain't here to bite your balls, alright?
Hey, listen, no, I know you're a wolf and everything. But if I ask if you please don't bite my balls.
Listen, Mr. Caveman, yeah. We're not here to bite your balls at all, right?
Yeah, but I know, but other wolves bit my brother's balls and my uncle's balls.
Well, listen, that was a misunderstanding.
And you know, almost none of us got balls left on account of you fucking wolf cocksuckers.
Listen, human. We in the wolf community were thinking, hey, you know, you guys are getting attacked by vermin. We like to kill vermin.
Yeah, all these vermin come at us and they attack us.
Yeah. And like, listen, you guys seem to throw out a lot of pieces of scraps of the large animals that you kill.
Yeah, we hate scraps. If someone takes a bite out of something and it's not done, we throw it outside we throw it towards the sky.
Well, listen, I don't know about you, but it sure sounds like us wolves and you humans could probably form some kind of alliance against these squid.
Yeah, but as long as, I mean, the squid got, you know, but as long as you don't eat our dicks and balls or make us show them to you, if I have to, I guess I will show you my dick and balls. But, please God, if only I...
Under them, New York was rated as the most corrupt. Under Hogle, it's
what the hell?
Sorry.
Who is this hot woman?
Listen, human. I think that us wolves and you humans are gonna work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a brighter future.
How bright?
As bright as can be, my human brother. Yeah. I think that we're gonna defend your caves against all these vermin. Yeah. Especially the squid.
You know how these squid, they get into our caves with their tentacles and they feel around for us and they sup?
I sure do.
One time when I was a girl, I woke up and I was filled and I was pleased, but then I found out that it was a squid.
Oh shit.
It's way too early for the squid. We have to cast for
Okay, sorry. Well, lower listen. The volume. I sure think that maybe one day us humans. Sorry, us wolves and you humans will team up to fight a common enemy.
Yes, I hope these squid, you know how they're so good at killing both of us.
Dude, we gotta talk about something else. These goddamn squid.
Yeah.
The Apocal Child.
Oh, the Apocal Child is like speaking and like walking now. It's scary.
I wonder if like we're wasting our time not listen. I don't know. I mean, I wonder what the Apocal Child is writing right.
We have listeners now.
The Apocal Child is up there in the cruel north of America, reminding them that something happens after you die.
So I think that we told the story of how dogs and humans teamed up, right?
Right.
Maybe we'll return to that later, sure. Towards the end of the episode. I don't know. What else was on it? Oh.
Dude, I'm telling you, I crossed the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know how like when people go to Nazareth? No. Bethlehem?
Yeah.
You know when people go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre? You know what they did there to
yeah.
Christ, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a sepulchre is, right?
Sepulchre, I think.
Sepulchre.
Sepulchre, is that what it is?
Yeah. Do you know what that does to you?
I don't know. Sounds like it's bad, though. It's like the tabernacle.
It's yeah, there's this place in
Jerusalem. Oh, the tabernacle! The sepulchre.
The sepulchre. Yeah. It drank of Christ.
Nice.
It supped of him. Dude, that's how I felt on the George Washington Bridge.
I got stuck on the G-dub once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you feel Chris Christie's presence then?
Yeah.
Your precious Christopher Christie!
Okay, so listen, speaking of which, you know what's really scary? It's coming up on Halloween. This is like our Halloween episode, possibly.
Damn, dude.
Probably not, but it's coming up on it.
It might be. It's late October. And the thing
I'm addressing you as a little piglet.
During Halloween,
and God... speaking of a little piglet...
We have to... Hold on, before we move on. During Halloween, God gets one shot at the cast.
Halloween's when God gets a boner.
Yes. God gets one chance to kill us
every Halloween, and we have to outsmart him. We have to pray harder than him so that he can't see us. God can't see you if you're talking about him. Do you know that's why people pray?
It's to be invisible.
Do you know? Yes.
Yeah, it's because, yes. Why? Don't ask God for stuff. Like, you know, he just wants to do terrible stuff to you.
Yes.
Because there is a God. He just only cares about irony.
Yes. He's a mean man. He's a bad man.
Yeah. He's like Graham.
Yes. Have you ever noticed how Graham and God start with the same letter?
Have you ever noticed that Graham and Adolf Hitler were never in the same room at the same time?
Listen.
How do we know that Graham's not Hitler?
Let's go back to prayer.
Okay.
If you don't want to be seen by God,
mm-hmm.
pray.
Yeah.
Speak to him.
Wear a hat. Like,
yes, wear a hat.
A big one.
Yes.
That's why the Viet Cong wore that. Because they were communists.
Ask God what's the capital of Vietnam. He'll be like, Kazoon type.
No.
Is that a country?
That was because they were communists. And they're like, make sure that God doesn't see what we're doing.
Yeah. Communists want to hide. Here's the thing. Communists want to hide from God. And the thing is, if you also want to hide from God, pray. Pray he doesn't see you. It's like how, you know how like dinosaurs like hunt by movement?
Yeah. Dinosaurs were very pious.
Yes.
That's how they got so big.
They almost never prayed.
Their piety, that's, you know, people always talk about their viciousness.
Yes.
And their cruelty.
Well, you know how a T-Rex's arms are locked in prayer.
Mm. Yeah, constantly.
Prayerful reflection.
Also, you know what animal is the most holy?
He's like, God, am I a hell beast? What? Which animal?
Squid.
Squid.
Yeah. And the octopus. Because it has 8 arms.
Yes.
And with 8 arms.
Like the 8 arms of
and
God.
And it has 8 brains, I think. No, yes. But that means that you can pray to all of the major Abrahamic religions. Yes. And you have a brain that each of your two sets of arms with each brain. Or no, sorry. Each arm has its own brain.
Some are Sharia arms.
So, there are 8 arms. So, hang on, let's do the math here. There are 8 arms. You need 2 arms to pray, right? So, 8 brains. So, that means that 4 religions, right? So, two brains would have to convert to Islam. 2 brains would have to convert to Christianity. 2 would convert to Judaism. And 2 would convert to Hinduism. No. And it can pray to 4 religions at once.
Instead of Hinduism,
2 brains praying to each religion.
One would be the shittier kind of Judaism, and one would be the shittier kind of Islam.
Oh,
and
Shia,
the Hindus,
right?
Who believe in obvious nonsense, would go to hell.
Say again?
And the Hindus... Why would you make me repeat that one? let's talk about the Hindus. They believe in elephant monsters. They have to be wrong.
Oh my God, can you imagine when the Muslim conquerors arrived in India?
You worship a what?
No, there should be...
Elephant beast? Oh! Instead of Allah?
Yeah.
Oh! You worship an elephant beast, woman? A woman?
Well, at least you have only one god.
What?
No. Wait, no, no, we have many gods.
How many do you have? More than
one? Like a thousand of them.
What?
History is so cool.
Dude, Islam showed up in India and they were like, how many do you have? And they were like,
thousands.
Thousands. Goodness. What were we talking about before?
I don't know. We got on to
God? Hold on.
Octopus. Praying.
Yeah. Now, God. Yeah, yeah. I feel like we were talking about something better before. You talked about how octopuses do hedge their bets.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're famous for, you know?
Yes. They're always hedging.
Yeah.
Down there. In the coral.
In the water.
Isn't it wild to know that, like, the kid, the child who will end the earth was born during
conceived.
A fast. Conceived. He was sieved.
So listen.
Pat, you remember when you went to the doctor and he was like, Pat, you can't, no matter what you do, you can never get anyone pregnant because there's no guarantee. that it won't be a hell squid. Yeah. It won't be an enemy of Christ.
Yeah. They're like, be careful.
Listen. We were talking about squid and animals and...
Yes.
Speaking of...
Now, can we agree that not all animals go to hell? Sorry.
Okay. Most do, though.
Sorry, flip it. Can we agree that not all animals go to heaven?
Yes.
Like some animals pick the wrong religion. You know how, like, some animals, no matter how noble they are in the forest, no matter how often they forego pussy and wrath, like, they have an opportunity to get the best of their enemies, and they, like, let it go. And they have an opportunity to get pussy, and they let it go. Sometimes those animals, as righteous as they are, they still go to person hell. We 100% know. I didn't hear what you said. Alright, it's okay. Yours or not? Yes.
Okay. You understand the details?
Yes.
And also the semen machine.
The what?
The semen machine.
What?
He has to attach piglet to a semen machine.
Alright. Hey, Pooh!
Yeah, you there, piglet?
It sure is dreary out here in the 100-acre wood.
What are you doing detached from? What are you doing? You there, piglet? What are you doing detached? Disconnected from the semen machine? Piglet, answer me.
Oh, I don't know, Pooh.
Piglet, did I not tell you that you are to live and die attached to the semen machine? Never mind what it does.
What? I don't understand.
Piglet, you are not attached to the semen machine.
Do I have to attach myself to that menacing looking contraption over there?
Piglet, you have to you have to seal yourself attached to the semen. Piglet, look upon the semen machine. Piglet!
Oh, I don't understand, bro!
Lock your gaze upon the semen machine. Look at it!
Okay!
Do you see the semen machine?
Yes, Pooh.
Do you see how its outlets are shaped like your inlets? How it's molded to you like a shoe or a glove?
I guess so, yeah.
Yes, boy. Do you see how it calls to you with its vacancy that fits you precisely?
I don't, maybe.
Do you see how your complicated angles and girth fit perfectly into this machine? Do you see how it invites you? How it has your name written and carved into it?
Oh god, I guess so. Are you saying that I have to attach myself to this ominous looking machine that's contoured to my body?
Say exactly. Its name, you fucking sow.
Is this a semen machine?
Yes, boy. Connect yourself to the semen machine. Put your snout in the snout shaped hole. Put your hooves in the hoof shaped hole. Put your corkscrew penis into the furnace. Put your balls into the chopper. Put your balls to the sword.
Wait, what was the thing I whispered to you before?
I forgot.
Oh fuck, it was good. Help me out, what was it supposed to be?
An entire worm, I don't know.
No, they were supposed to...
The semen machine.
Before the semen machine. Fuck. No, he decides that he has
to do something. Piglet, never mind whether the machine demands semen or produces it. Attach yourself to the semen machine.
Jesus Christ.
Let it take or give what it wishes. You will either be sucked or drained.
Oh god, I hope I'm not drained.
Then you will be, you will assuredly be sucked by the semen machine. It will drain you. Wait.
Oh god. I hope not.
Damn it, what was the bit that you had to reveal? There's something. It
has you to there, Piglet, do you know who was the commander of the Super Air Force?
No, you know, it was something that had to be the slow reveal. Oh, that's what it was.
Piglet? Piglet?
Yes, Pooh? I'm attached to the searing machine. What's gonna happen now?
Piglet, are you fully attached to the machine?
Yes.
Are your hooves in the holes for the hooves?
Yes.
Is your corkscrew penis sliced off and burned?
Yes.
Are your balls where the balls should be?
Yes.
Are your titties kept tight, close to your body and wrapped?
Yes. Oh, I don't know, Pooh. This is a great. I don't know, Pooh. This is a great test of my faith. Strapping me into the semen machine.
Yes, boy. The semen machine. You will die in this machine, and if you're lucky, that will be the end of it. Listen,
no,
boy.
No, please, no.
Listen closely, boy. I need you to go to a place of risk and reward.
Risk and reward.
Yes, boy. A place of fucking recklessness and reveille. I need you to go to the American Pyramid.
What?
Yes, boy. Built by the pharaohs of Nevada. I need you to go to Las Vegas.
What?
They need Sharia, boy.
Las Vegas needs Sharia?
Yes, boy. They have a parking lot there.
Yes?
I need you to go... I need you to go into a hotel in the face of the American Pyramid in Las Vegas.
Are you saying that you need me to rent a hotel overlooking the pyramid in Vegas because it has some kind of satanic overtone to you?
No, boy, because it speaks to the Muslim god who loves pyramids because of the Egyptians.
Oh god! Are you saying that I have to take out the infidel horde?
Yes, boy. You have to introduce them to Sharia.
Oh!
Your father, Christopher Christie, failed.
Should I use...
give them the word.
Should I use a bomb or a gun?
You should use a gun. You should use a big penis gun. You should use a gun.
So are you saying that I should rent a hotel in Vegas and shoot up a bunch of fucking people in order to please God because there's a pyramid?
No, you should do it in the face of the pyramid so that God can watch and jack off. Yes. I need you to shoot at people.
Pooh, last week you were telling me that I needed to fly a plane into some towers. Yeah. And now you're telling... Wait, hang on.
One second.
I need you to
one second,
shoot
one second,
plane.
One second.
We absolutely cannot pause. Okay. Yes. Here's another. Farted onto my mic. I own that. Thanks, dude.
No problem.
Grim.
How dare you?
Let's start the trial, Pat Hillsman. Pat? How do you plead?
Wait, what happened to the music? Oh. Listen! Hey! Wait, no, hang on. Hey, Pooh! Do I have to do this fucking mass shooting before or after the semen machine is turned on?
The semen machine is always on, boy. It should be sucking and sucking you now.
No, there's something... I think maybe it's not plugged in.
Plug it in, boy!
Oh, I don't know if I want to plug it in.
Plug!
All right! Ah! Oh no! Oh!
Control yourself, boy. Allow the seed to be removed and pumped into you.
Oh no! It's so horrible, Pooh!
Here's the secret of the semen machine, boy.
I wish Eeyore was here to do this instead of me.
Eeyore is dead and in hell and fucked. Here's what happens to you now, boy. Listen closely.
Your seed will be removed. It will be made dirty and impure and then pumped back into you.
Ah, but my little corkscrew penis hurts in this machine.
Yes, it will be destroyed by the machine. By its work, by its... And if it reaches its goals, your penis will be destroyed by this machine.
Jesus Christ, Pooh! Oh God! We've come so far away from where we once were! We used to be with Christopher Robin, talking about joy and walking out of the woods!
Christopher
and
Robin
now
boxed himself to death, he's gone! His penis exploded and he died!
Then why has it all become about Squid and Sharia?
Yes, boy, because octopus are the most closest to God. Listen. You have to be prepared for what the semen machine is going to do to you next. It's going to rip out your seed and it's going to put it back into you. And your seed is going to meet your seed.
Why? What's the point of that?
For them to become friends.
Oh no! Alright, well... I guess it's time to collide with my destiny.
Wait, no. We need 10 more minutes of cancer. Yeah, we need 10 more minutes of cancer.
This semen machine really is...
Oh god, they missed us! They missed us!
This is really getting me... No, this is just Piglet screaming. Alright, that was good.
Why does it get louder every time? Why do you... Dude.
That was...
Can I talk about... I crossed the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah?
What the hell is going on? Hold on a second. Dude, do you live here and listen to these cuckolds yell all night long?
Oh, they scream. This is normal. This is like... quiet.
Viewers will note that cuckolds are yelling. Make it!
Jeez.
It sounds like everyone is saying, hey, wait, come on. Hey, wait, come on.
That is what they're saying. It's people having a good time.
Outside, it sounds like actual apes.
It's brutal out there.
Jesus, no. We're surrounded by a damn squid.
Jesus.
Outside, the voices repeat, oh no.
Hang on.
Hell no.
Let's check the radar, the sonar.
Pat, we need to talk about one more thing before the radar finds anything.
Yeah.
You keep trying to end the episode.
No, I'm just checking the radar. Sonar.
No, but that precurses something. That presages something.
Okay.
The episode has to... Dude, the cast has to continue.
I agree.
10 more minutes.
I agree.
Right?
It has to continue forever. Because that's what God wants. And he also wants to put things inside of us.
What member of the cast have we not talked about?
Who's the most obscure member of the cast? Do you remember a racist Johnny Beerhall?
The and, like, colorist?
No.
Yeah, dude.
There was an episode where Johnny Beerhall came back, but he was a racist.
No, dude, it's a colorist. It's like a racist.
He's a color correctionist.
Yeah.
This is not right.
Did you ever hear the sketch where we're on a plane and it's crashing and it's like, is there a color correctionist on board? It's very good, but the audio quality is terrible. Oh well.
Yeah, dude, this is why
it sucks that he was killed by all those. Yeah. By all those
apes.
Yeah. In the zoo.
Damn, dude. It's like, when will the cast ever be safe from our enemies?
And it's like,
don't you feel like the cast is always beset? It's like, at the moment, we're beset by filth and insanity. Let's be real for a second. Alright, let's discuss it real quick. Can the cast ever live in peace?
Never, never.
At the moment,
first
we're
terrorized
beset
by Tom Tenney.
Yes. We were beset by tyranny at first. And now we're beset by filth and insanity. Like, what... Can the cast catch a break?
It's like Saddam and ISIS.
It's like, dear God...
And Tom is definitely Saddam.
Listen, dear God, it's us, the Apollo cast. We're sorry, please stop.
Yeah.
Why are we always afflicted, dude?
I feel like in the early days of the cast were afflicted by never getting pussy or getting low quality pussy for the most part.
Dude, is that right? I feel that I've only ever made love to extremely beautiful women.
No. Some of them look good. I don't know.
I remember this one. Did I tell you?
You have had a very high proportion of incredibly beautiful women, but you've had some bad ones. Had some inexplicably beautiful women, but you've had some bad ones. That's what.
You know, it was like that.
Yeah.
It was like Abraham Lincoln.
Oh yeah, why can't the cast exist in peace? Why do our fucking enemies always insist on coming?
Can you hold your thought?
What?
Can you hold your thought for a second? Why can't the cast live in peace? Because I'm going to point out that Semen Machine is one of my notes.
We did it. We already did it.
I know. I'm just saying the fact that I wrote it down is funny.
I didn't think it was a funny part of the show.
I agree. It was great. The Semen Machine is great. The Semen Machine is banger.
Yep.
And it will be back. Piglet, are you ready to be milked?
No.
What? Does he have to fart?
The audio-visual portion.
It has to be red, though, when you put it up, right?
What's red?
You have to do it with the red filter.
All right, I'll do it. Scoot in. Pat, scoot in.
Okay. It took a while to get up
No,
here.
Boo! Oh, yeah. God, it looks horrible. I'll scoot in.
And he's scooting.
And then George Soros came in a vase.
Here's my question. Here's my question. Here's my question to God in the Bible. Can we live, dude? Can we live? Why are we, do you ever wonder, like, why the cast is beset by enemies?
I don't know.
It's one thing or another. What was our first enemy? Tyranny. Gluttony. The two cardinal sins of Tom Tenney. He was very wide and very hungry for power. You can't... You're gonna shit on my mic, you... You fucking baboon! What are you trying to fuck it, dude?
Wait, yeah. There's more.
You're gonna hurt your butt. Or...
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna leave
my heart. Alright. You guys, Chris.
Do you remember the shoe?
Yes.
That I brought back?
Yeah.
Classic episode. I'm sure you brought back from Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. Glory to Staten Island. I just want to say this to all the enemies of the cast. To the fucking ecclesiastical enemies, to the ghosts, to the spirits, to the fucking... You fucking... Stop. Stop standing in their way. Tom Tenney. Mm. Filth. Insanity. What other element? Wind? Quit.
Also... Death to America.
We're starting a new ISIS, boys.
Yeah.
Fucking.
But it's gonna be more, less hardcore. It's gonna be called NISIS.
NISIS? We're gonna get puss. We're gonna kill.
And we're gonna slay. We're gonna slay all the infidel puss.
Please turn that down. I feel like. Like, how come when you create something beautiful and that tells the truth, filth and insanity conspire against it?
That's beautifully said, Jed.
Do you ever realize that you get so far into an endeavor and you're like, you know, I'm so close to writing a new part of the Bible, but now I'm beset by filth and insanity?
I sure know exactly what you mean. Our lives are just like that. Oh, no, look.
What?
Your storage is full. We're cucked.
We're cucked.
It probably didn't even record it in that case.
No, I think it probably didn't.
Oh. I'll bet you that the scum had their way.
No.
Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Allahu Akbar. Oh, man. I still have some more gas.
Squirt.
No, it's not ready yet. It's a cooking. But when it goes, I'll let you know. There's one episode where we all farted a lot. And, you know, because the room was very small.
Yes.
At the old Radio Free Brooklyn.
That room always smelled like, snacks?
Yeah. Speaking of snacks.
I'll be right back. But we
the snack will pass.
Here's the note. Sometimes when you're still alive, you feel like it might be like Jacob's ladder. Nah, it's like much scarier, honestly. It doesn't feel like anything like that.
Dankeschön.
Here's the note.
I just walked in there with a cookie, and I moved my arm, and
this dirt trash above.
It's not trash. Not there.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, dude. Yes. I think I may have knocked over a lot of micro machines.
Micro machines are awesome. That's how Macaulay Culkin is still alive. Because he used them to fight off Michael Jackson.
You know what was Macaulay Culkin's name before he converted to Islam?
What?
Ark?
Macaulay is his Muslim name?
Yeah.
He'd be like Ali Rolandi. Macaulay
Culkin, more like it.
Yeah.
Right?
I sure hope that, we're not attacked by squid.
It's about that time, dude.
I don't think it's gonna happen, though. I don't know. Let's check the sonar.
I hope the sonar doesn't show squid. Oh. Jesus, please.
What? Oh, shut the fuck up! Ew.
I wonder what that is. Holy shit. You know, I think this episode is not that great, but it had very good moments.
No, this is a great episode. There were two farts.
A lot of straining.
Jesus. Let's fly this airplane.
Point this airplane towards your house.
Let's point this airplane submarine towards safe waters, eh?
We have to flow above and below the sky.
Yeah, let's eat some cookies while we crack
the hell. If we both eat, then neither of us can talk. Damn, the submarine's pulling up. We're turning on the fucking the shit. Wait, clap. Oh. Take that, enemies of the cast.
Let's check that sonar.
Damn, dude.
That sonar seems clear. I really
hope we don't get fucked by squid. I hope squid don't fucking spread us open and split.
Dude, look. I know that squid have, like, attacked us several times in the past, but I don't think they'd do it again.
I hope squid
don't fucking... They have eight brains!
Well, hold on a second. I hope these fucking squid use one of their eight brains to forgive us for whatever we did.
Yeah,
because they don't split us open with their fucking tentacles. I hope they don't fucking slither up into us and then flex.
You know, I hope when the squid take us over, that their new god or their religion isn't like the god that sexually humiliates any of our deities.
Yeah, I hope like, Christ gets to keep his dick in whatever they think God does.
I hope that they don't, like, resurrect Christ
Like, dig him up.
Yeah. And then drill out half of his brain and replace the other half with cybernetics.
With a semen machine. No. Oh, I hope they don't dig up Christ's skull and attach it to a semen.
Yo, I hope that if the squid attack us, they don't, like, duplicate images of Christ and then, like, make us be Judas in the Bible.
I hope Christ... Holy shit, dude, we're just at the proper time. Where heaven forbid squid would attack.
I hope not.
Whoa, oh, shit. You know how it's,
that was weird, dude.
You know how it's been like an hour?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way squid would attack at the 1 hour mark.
No.
Cause then what of it? Right? Then the CIA, you know what I mean, what of it?
That's impossible.
There's no way there's squid showing up.
I don't think so. I don't think that there's any squid gonna show up outside this submarine plane.
Oh god, I sure hope not. I hope you, these damn squid, keep staying their place in the ocean where they belong, these fucks. Yeah.
I hope that they don't try to reach us up here in the sky ocean.
I hope they don't do a dance on you.
Where they don't belong. Oh! Shit! What's that transmission?
Oh god.
Oh no.
Is it a message?
Oh from shit. Them? Oh no.
Please. It's... No.
No. Oh god.
They're outside the sun.
Oh, there they are. In the water cloud sky ocean.
No, please. I hope these squid don't do it.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. I hope that these squid don't attack us. But we're used to being attacked by squid. And I think that we'll probably be able to repel them, or at least survive, or at least rip off our testicles and save them.
Yes.
Before we're overrun by the squid.
No, god, they got us, these motherfuckers. Oh, I can't believe they destroyed my penis.
Oh, Jesus! Don't stop it. I think that we're probably gonna be able to repel them. Hang on. Let's... prepare the guns.
Yes, prepare. We gotta get these guns ready.
Oh no, Jesus!
The squid have gotten so close.
The squid!
Oh.
Are so close! But let's... stand steady! Jad!
No, the
man your guns!
Alright, I'll man it. So I'll prepare. I'll put my dick in the front part of this. Oh god!
Jesus!
This gun chopped my dick clean off.
These squid are approaching. Chad! Keep shooting!
Oh god! Oh jeez! No!
I hope that they don't stop it! Don't stop it! Don't stop it! Don't stop it! I think that we know how to defend against squid! So, Chad, keep firing! Keep firing! Oh no, but I hope that they don't have any allies!
Whoa, god!
Oh no!
Jesus, they all teamed up.
Oh my god, they've teamed up with adorable kittens. I don't want to have to shoot the kittens. Oh my god.
Oh god, they got us. It's been an hour, 30 minutes, we're fine. We made it over time.
Jesus, the squid and their cat allies have breached the hull. They'll turn us into hideous cat, squid, human chimera!